USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Homicide detectives are busy after a mass shooting outside a home in Long Beach, California.
Interviewing witnesses, trying to gather any additional information to help further their investigation.
That's a Long Beach police spokeswoman who says three people were killed and nine others were wounded when shooting began last night in the port city south of L.A. at a Halloween party. Some reports say men wearing hoods barged into the backyard party opening fire. Still in California, firefighters are bracing for historic winds today. Most of the state is under a red flag warning. The winds, gusting as much as 80 miles an hour, will only fan the flames of dozens of wildfires, including the Kincaid Fire, which has burned more than 115 square miles in Northern California and has destroyed or damaged over 200 buildings. This is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Doug.
Yuto, my office, now!
Limu Imu, Doug, you're being transferred across town.
Oh, because they haven't heard that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
No, it's because Limu keeps eating the chips on Janine's desk, and her keyboard, and her expense reports, and her stress balls, and...
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The U.S. House of Representatives yesterday overwhelmingly approving a non-binding resolution to recognize the Ottoman Turks' killing of up to 1.5 million Armenians in the early 1900s as genocide.
On this vote, the yeas are 405 and the nays are 11. With three answering present.
The resolution viewed as an American rebuke to NATO ally Turkey following its recent invasion of Syria. Meanwhile, the House is also calling for sanctions over Turkey's invasion of Syria, and now Turkey has summoned the U.S. ambassador following yesterday's vote. Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer says he's worried there might be another government shutdown. He says the president may provoke another one to take the spotlight off the House impeachment inquiry. The government could run out of money on the 21st of November. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Fewer people are getting caught, at least, trying to cross the border illegally, and even more are evading capture. Border Patrol agents have missed as many as 150,000 illegal immigrants this year, according to the head of Customs and Border Protection, who said yesterday that some of the blame is because agents have been reassigned. Almost 50% of the agents were shifted from security checkpoints to the border line earlier this year. Oklahoma is about to let people carry guns without having to get permits. Starting on Friday, residents of that state who are 21 or older and military members who are 18 and older will be allowed to carry a firearm without a permit or training. Oklahoma State University and other institutions reminding people that guns still won't be allowed on their premises, as private businesses also are allowed to restrict or ban guns on their premises. America's school kids aren't making a whole lot of progress, it seems. The 2019 National Assessment of Educational Progress shows no improvement over 2017's National Report Card. Fourth graders' reading proficiency of 35% is down from 37% in 2017. And about 41% of fourth graders and 34% of eighth graders scored proficient in math, basically unchanged. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.